So I want to talk about tonight, about something that I think makes a huge difference. And I think it's one thing that a lot of people, sort of a huge difference between the people that are successful and the people that aren't, essentially, okay? Because everybody has bad diet days, okay? Everybody. And I think the main difference between sort of, well, the main sort of attribute of the successful people are that they, when they have these bad days, they don't throw a hissy fit and chuck all their toys out of the pram, basically, okay? And I see people all the time say, yeah, but, you know, I bet you don't mess up, you know, I bet you don't have bad days. And I could almost guarantee that I have a larger appetite than the majority of people. And you can ask any of my family and friends on that one, okay? But the difference is, for me, if I do have a bad day, I get back on track ASAP, okay? I don't dwell on it. I don't think I've failed. And I don't let a bad day turn into two, or that turn into a long weekend, or that turn into a week, okay? And that is literally the difference, okay? Because it's okay to aim for perfection. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. However, you can't be disappointed when you don't achieve it, because it just isn't possible, okay? And the thing is as well, you don't need to be perfect. You can get this right 80% of the time and then not go completely mental the other 20%. That is enough for most people to achieve the results that they want, okay? Now, you probably already know this, but one good day won't make you slim, okay? You've probably tried that 1,000 times, but unfortunately, one good day doesn't make the difference, okay? And conversely, even though we may, you know, like to tell ourselves it was, one bad day didn't get us to where we are, okay? Or make you overweight as such, okay? It's just not how it works, okay? It's what you do the majority of the time that counts, and not on the rare occasions. So, you know, I just highly recommend that next time you have a bad day, accept it, move on, and get back on track, okay? Because that's literally all it is. You know, and if you're feeling extra determined, you can do what I tend to do. Whereas if I have a bad day, I tend to just skip breakfast the next day, because I find that the extra calories from the day before, I'm not really hungry in the morning anyway. And the calories that I'd normally eat for breakfast tend to offset some or most of the extra that I had the day before. Okay. So, but I mean, it's totally up to you. Just getting back on track and getting back to your normal routine of eating is totally fine. Okay. Because like I said, so what I really want to reiterate is everybody has bad days. And if people say that they don't, they're either lying, they're a freak, or they literally have no life, okay, in my opinion. Because 80, and again, what I want to again reiterate is 80%, that's all you need. Get this right 80% of the time. And on the other 20%, just, you know, don't go completely mental, okay? Have, you know, the things that you enjoy, just don't go crazy, okay? Because I think the difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is literally how you react to these bad days, because you're going to have them, okay? And I think the difference is, you know, are you the type of person that will have a bad day and then lose control and let it derail you? Or are you the type of person that accept that it's probably going to happen every now and again, because it happens to everybody? You know, do you know that or accept that rare occasions won't ruin your progress? And do you just get right back on track? Because like I say, it's what you do the majority of the time, not the rare occasions. And how you react to these bad days can make a huge difference in your long-term success.